Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of fertilizer plant worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Assam. Government to introduce bill against fake fertilizers and pesticides in next session of parliament. Railways rationalizes passenger fares. Fares for journeys of up to 215 kilometers in ordinary class to remain unchanged. Airports Authority of India warns of delays and changes in flight operations due to reduced visibility. IMD issues orange alert for dense fog conditions in East Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. And in ACC Men's Under-19 Asia Cup, Pakistan were 325-7 in 46 overs against India in Dubai a short while ago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of a fertilizer plant worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh district of Assam today. The project is aimed at strengthening fertilizer production and supporting agricultural growth in the region. The plant will have an annual production capacity of 12.7 lakh metric tons of urea. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, in addition to catering to Assam's fertilizer needs, the plant will serve the neighboring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports, generate substantial employment opportunities, and act as a catalyst for industrial development in the region.
Is fertilizer project par kareeb 11,000 crore rupaye kharch kiye jayenge. Yahan har saal 12 लाख मैट्रिक टन से ज्यादा खाद बनेगी जब उत्पादन यही होगा तो सप्लाई तेज होगी लॉजिस्टिक का खर्चा घटेगा नामरूप की यूनिट रोजगार स्वरोजगार के हजारों नए अवसर भी बनाएगी.
The Prime Minister said the technology in the old factories became outdated and the Congress governments paid no attention to it. He said many units of Namrup kept shutting down because of this and the Congress party never found a solution to this problem. Mr. Modi said our double engine government is solving those problems that were created by the Congress.
असम की जो ताकत अहोम साम्राज्य के दौर में थी विकसित भारत में असम वैसी ही ताकतवर भूमि बनाएंगे नए उद्योगों की शुरुआत आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का निर्माण सेमीकंडक्टर्स उसकी मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कृषि के क्षेत्र में नए अवसर टी गार्डन्स और उनके वर्कर्स की उन्नति पर्यटन में बढ़ती संभावनाएं असम हर क्षेत्र में आगे बढ़ रहा है.
Mr. Modi said in 2014 only 225 lakh metric tons of urea was produced nationwide and after the hard work of the last 10 to 11 years this production has risen to around 306 lakh metric tons.
जो यूरिया हमें महंगे दामों पर विदेशों से मंगाना पड़ता है हम उसकी भी चोट अपने किसानों पर नहीं पड़ने देते. बीजेपी सरकार सब्सिडी देकर वो भार सरकार खुद उठाती है. भारत के किसानों को सिर्फ 300 रुपए में यूरिया की बोरी मिलती है. उस एक बोरी के बदले भारत सरकार को दूसरे देशों को करीब 3,000 रुपया देना पड़ता है.
Earlier today, the Prime Minister visited the Shahid Samarak Kshetra at Paschim Boragaon in Guwahati, where he paid homage to the martyrs of the Assam movement. Mr. Modi will interact with 25 meritorious students of Assam as part of the Pariksha Pe Charcha program in Guwahati. The interaction will be held on a cruise on the Brahmaputra River, marking a unique setting for the Prime Minister's engagement with students ahead of examinations. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will introduce a bill against fake fertilizers and pesticides in the next session of Parliament. He expressed concern over the sale of fake fertilizers, pesticides and other unauthorized biostimulants disguised under misleading tags. Mr. Chauhan said strict laws will be enacted and stringent actions will be taken against dishonest traders. He was addressing Chaudhary Charan Singh Kisan Samman ceremony organized by Kisan Trust in New Delhi. According to the Agriculture Minister, the government is taking comprehensive measures against such malpractices. Mr. Chauhan said, under the recently passed Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji law, guaranteed employment has been increased from 100 days to 125 days.
विकसित भारत जी राम जी योजना मनरेगा के आगे का कदम है मजदूर भाइयों 100 दिन की नहीं अब 125 दिन काम की गारंटी है कानूनी गारंटी और काम नहीं तो बेरोजगारी भत्ते के प्रावधान को और सशक्त बनाया गया है मजदूरी अगर देर से मिली तो अतिरिक्त राशि देने का प्रावधान है और दूसरी तरफ एक विशाल धनराशि जो प्रस्तावित इसी साल है वह 1,51,282 करोड़ रुपए से भी ज्यादा ताकि रोजगार देने के लिए पर्याप्त पैसा हो और उस पैसे से गांव का संपूर्ण विकास हो.
The railways has rationalized its fare structure with effect from the 26th of this month. Under the revised structure, there will be no increase in fares for journeys of up to 215 kilometers in the ordinary class. For journeys beyond 215 kilometers, fares will increase by 1 paise per kilometer in the ordinary class, while fares will go up by 2 paise per kilometer for non-AC class in mail and express trains. In AC class, the railways has increased the fare by 2 paise per kilometer. It also highlighted that fares in suburban and monthly season tickets have not been increased. The railway said that rationalization is expected to generate additional revenue of about 600 crore rupees this year. It added that the rail network and operations have expanded significantly over the last decade. It further added that railways is increasing its manpower to support higher levels of operations and to enhance safety. The Airports Authority of India, AAI, has issued an advisory warning of delays and changes in the flight operations due to reduced visibility as dense fog gripped North India this morning. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has warned of dense to very dense fog, further reducing visibility and compounding the impact of pollution. Orange alerts, the second highest warning level, were issued for large parts of Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Chandigarh, cautioning residents and authorities about possible disruptions to road, rail and air traffic. In a post on social media, the AAI said passengers are advised to check flight updates with their airlines through official channels and allow extra time for airport travel and formalities. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over East Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand today. Dense fog will also prevail at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand, West Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh and northeastern parts of India till tomorrow. The IMD has predicted cold to severe cold wave conditions over Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra, Telangana, Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It has also forecast heavy snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Union Home Ministry has increased the quota of ex-Agniveers for constable recruitment in the Border Security Force, BSF, from 10% to 50%. According to a Gazette notification, the first batch of ex-Agniveers will also get upper age limit relaxation of up to 5 years, while the rest of the ex-Agniveers will get relaxation of 3 years. The notification said that the ex-Agniveers shall also be exempted from physical standard test and physical efficiency test. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today emphasized on the transformative power of meditation for building a positive and inclusive society. Speaking at the event marking the Second World Meditation Day held at Kanha Shanti Vanam on the outskirts of Hyderabad this morning, the Vice President appreciated the efforts being made by the heartfulness movements for promoting peace, harmony and spiritual well-being across the world. He said an open and conscious mind will bring positive transformation in public service and society at large.
Vikshit Bharat is not only an economic progress of the nation, but also the emotional well-being and the spiritual upliftment of the people of Bharat. Meditation is the means which can contribute greatly towards a happy and emotionally strong society. The values that meditation nurtures is peace, love, compassion, and unity.
Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, said that Sunday on cycle has today become a passion and a culture among people. Addressing the gathering on the occasion of the first anniversary of the Sunday on Cycle program, Dr. Mandaviya said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, this initiative was launched to promote fitness and fight obesity. He said the program also encourages people to adopt cycling as a solution to reduce pollution. The Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh RSS Sarasangh Chalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat has said that organizing the society is essential for the country's development. Participating in an event at Science City in Kolkata on the occasion of the 100th anniversary of RSS today, he said there is a need to organize Hindu society in India. Dr. Bhagwat said that ordinary members of the society tend to follow the example of distinguished individuals. Therefore, it is particularly necessary to build an organization of such influential figures. The RSS chief clarified the Sangh was not formed out of reaction or opposition to anyone. He said Sangh focuses on the fulfillment of commitments and it does not work for any personal or organizational gain. At least 9 people were killed and several others injured after armed assailants opened fire in South Africa's West Rand region today. According to police, the incident occurred in a township located near Johannesburg, South Africa's largest city and its main economic center. Authorities had launched a full-scale investigation into the incident. The police said the investigation is going on and no arrests have been made so far. U.S. negotiators met Russian officials in Florida for the latest talks aimed at ending Russia's war in Ukraine. The Miami meeting yesterday followed U.S. talks on Friday with Ukrainian and European officials, the latest discussions of a peace plan that has sparked some hope of a resolution to the conflict that began in February 2022. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan has urged his supporters to gear up for countrywide protests following a 17-year jail term handed to him and his wife Bushra Bibi in the Toshakhana 2 corruption case. In a statement, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf Party PTI said mobilization orders have been issued across provinces ahead of synchronized protests. The U.S. has tightened scrutiny of non-immigrant visa holders. This has triggered delays in visa interviews, restricting where applicants can seek visa stamping and expanding social media vetting. According to U.S. immigration attorney Aparna Dave, the changes have already begun affecting visa applicants across categories, including H-1B, F-1 and J-1 visas, with U.S. consulates postponing scheduled interviews as they conduct more extensive background checks. In sports, in the ACC Men's Under-19 Asia Cup 2025, Pakistan were 334-8 in 48.5 overs against India in the final match at ICC Academy Ground in Dubai when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bowl first. In the semis, India outclassed Sri Lanka by 8 wickets to enter the finals, while Pakistan defeated defending champions Bangladesh to set up the title clash. Led by Ayush Mhatre, India will aim to clinch the title for a record 9th time. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the first T20 International of the 5-match series at Dr. Y.S. Rajashekar Reddy ACA VDCA Stadium in Vishakhapatnam today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, India will play 5 T20s against Sri Lanka as part of their Women's T20 World Cup preparations. The first 2 games will be played in Vishakhapatnam, while the last 3 will be played in Thiruvananthapuram. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued an advisory saying that a cyber campaign called Ghost Pairing is being used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. The ministry said the offenders or hijackers are exploiting WhatsApp's device linking feature to hijack accounts using pairing codes without authentication requirement. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of fertilizer plant worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Assam. Government to introduce bill against fake fertilizers and pesticides in next session of parliament. Railways rationalizes passenger fares. Fares for journeys of up to 215 kilometers in ordinary class to remain unchanged. Airports Authority of India warns of delays and changes in flight operations due to reduced visibility. IMD issues orange alert for dense fog conditions in East Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. And in ACC Men's Under-19 Asia Cup, Pakistan were 335-8 in 49 overs against India in Dubai a short while ago. And with that, we end the midday news.